We continue in our scripture reading today, beginning the book of Joshua. You'll find Joshua chapter 1 on page number 226 in the Pew Bible. It's really a significant thing. We've left the Pentateuch. And one thing we find is that the covenant life of God's people goes forward and the Lord remains with them. There's really three things we see. There's actually a wealth of issues going on in our passage. I want to highlight three. One is the importance of the growth of leadership within the people of God. Moses is departed now. Well, who's going to lead the people of God? Moses is gone. The Lord raises up Joshua. And we see the importance of generation producing leaders out of the prior generation. Normally, Christian leaders come from the children of the church and the covenant people. And it is, in God's will, very important. You'll find that the Bible pays a lot of attention, and God's very active usually at major points of transition. Now, one thing this tells us is that we need to raise our children up to be godly, men and women both, to be leaders who can be strong and courageous, as Joshua's going to be told here, to do the will of the God. That's one of our great tasks of this church and any church, is the raising up of covenant offspring and the discipleship of everyone, new people coming in from outside the church. Raising up leaders. Now, this is going to be especially true of men. Well, how great a need is there for godly men, because the offices that bear authority in the home and in the church are given to men. And so it's important that we have what the world calls mentorship. We call discipleship. Most people I know, most men I know, who are greatly used from God as leaders were carefully mentored. And so it's important. Every leader has the job, among all the other things, of playing a role in the raising up and the mentoring of new leaders who will follow and will know how to serve the Lord. We see that here with the transfer from Moses to Joshua. Secondly, we see what defines good leadership. What is it that makes leadership good and really successful? Namely, close adherence to the Word of God. You'll see this all through the passage, but look at verse 8. The book of the law, Joshua, shall not depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. If God has made you a father, if God has made you the head of a household, if God has made you a pastor, if He's given you leadership in any way, be close to the Word of God, because that is what will enable you to be successful and blessed. Oh, there's a short-term success that can be had otherwise. There's an unbalanced success of the sort that can be of the world, but godly leadership is that which pays close attention to and obeys in both doctrine and practice the word of the Lord. You know, when Israel would have kings, the book of Deuteronomy gave the instruction that one thing a new king was to do, his first task was to handwrite his own copy of the Torah, the five books of Moses. That took a long time. But so important was it. Wouldn't it be great if our heads of state, well, he's got to spend 3 months handwriting the Pentateuch. And then he's to keep that with him and make reference to his own personal Bible that he carried by hand. It shows you the importance of leadership in whatever level, being that which knows and does the Word of God. Well, then thirdly, the most important thing is that when the generations transfer, when a Moses is gone and a Joshua comes forth, that God is with His people. That's the key to the whole passage. I will be with you. I will be with you wherever you go. At the very end, the people say, okay, Joshua, we see you're the new leader, but let the Lord be with you. And when we know the Lord is with us, we can be strong and courageous. You know, as we read Joshua here and any other Old Testament book, we are not looking into someone else's religion. It's not an exercise in antiquarianism. We're looking into the covenant life of our own people. And we now are carrying forth in our era the same faith. We need leaders. We need all of us to be people of the book. But what really matters is the promise here is a promise for us as well. The Lord says, I will be with you. Therefore, be strong and courageous. The Lord will be with you wherever you go. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the first chapter of the book of Joshua. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And Joshua commanded the officers of the people, pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, prepare your provisions, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan to go in to take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess. And to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the word that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is providing you a place of rest and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land that Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But all the men of valor among you shall pass over armed before your brothers and shall help them, until the Lord gives rest to your brothers as he has to you, and they also take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and shall possess it, the land that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise. And they answered Joshua, all that you have commanded us we will do, and wherever you send us we will go. Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, so will we obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your commandment and disobeys your words, whatever you command him, shall be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.